This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Funeral services for U.S. Senator John McCain underway at the National Cathedral in Washington. The Bishop of Washington, the Right Reverend Marianne Edgar Booty, says prayers as she receives the body of Senator John McCain at the Washington National Cathedral. McCain will be buried Sunday at his college alma mater. The U.S. Naval Academy died last Saturday at the age of 81 after a year-long battle with brain cancer. U.S. President Trump has notified Congress he plans to sign a trade agreement with Mexico within 90 days after talks with Canada ended without an immediate deal to update the North American Free Trade Agreement. The talks were overshadowed by Mr. Trump boasting any deal with Canada would be totally on U.S. terms, and that the U.S. will no longer be taken advantage of in matters of trade.
China's ripping us off. Japan's ripping us off. Mexico's ripping us off. Canada's ripping us off. The whole world is ripping us off. There's nobody that's not ripping us off.
More NAFTA meetings are planned. The U.S. is stopping its funding of a particular United Nations agency, AP's Mike Rossia.
The Trump administration is ending decades of United States funding for the United Nations agency that helps Palestinian refugees. In a written statement, the State Department announced Friday that the U.S. will no longer commit further funding to this irredeemably flawed operation. The decision cuts nearly $300 million of planned support, and it came a week after the U.S. slashed bilateral aid for projects on the West Bank and Gaza. The U.N. agency provides health care, education, and social services to Palestinians in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Brazil's electoral court has ruled that the former president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, will not be allowed to run in this year's presidential election. The law prohibits a candidate from running for office for 8 years after a criminal conviction, which he has. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency warns asylum seekers and migrants who have come ashore on the Greek islands are living in conditions unfit for human habitation. UNHCR spokesman Charlie Yaxley tells VOA these conditions are having a devastating impact on the people's well-being.
We are seeing increasing numbers of people, including children, presenting with mental health problems. We're seeing rising levels of sexual assaults because there is insufficient security in place in the sanitary facilities as well.
The UNHCR is urging the Greek government to speed up the process of transferring these individuals to the mainland so they can receive proper care. The United States, France, Italy, and Britain Saturday condemned what they called an escalation of violence in and around the Libyan capital, Tripoli, warning that armed groups which undermine Libyan stability would be made accountable. Libyan authorities closed Tripoli airport Friday after some rockets were fired in its direction. The funeral for soul superstar Aretha Franklin was held in U.S. City of Detroit, Michigan, Friday. On August 16th, she died from complications of pancreatic cancer. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
A long procession of preachers, government officials, and show business stars ascended the pulpit at Detroit's Greater Grace Temple, sharing space with Aretha Franklin's rose-covered funeral bier. Filmmaker Tyler Perry was a friend, he said, because he made her laugh. For him, she did a lot more.
When Aretha sang gospel, something shifted, something happened in the atmosphere.
Statements came from Barack Obama and George W. Bush. Bill Clinton came himself, as did Stevie Wonder, Smokey Robinson, Chaka Khan, Ron Isley, Cicely Tyson, and Faith Hill, among others. Outside, a row of pink Cadillacs filled the street. I'm Warren Levinson.
The Kremlin spokesman said it was too early to talk about any meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and the Russian President Vladimir Putin at a World War I anniversary event due to be marked in Paris in November. The Kremlin said this week it did not rule out the possibility that Putin could hold talks with Mr. Trump at three summits due to take place in Singapore, France, and Argentina in 2018. In its latest push to end the use of race in college admissions, the Trump administration is accusing Harvard University of engaging in racial balancing and sided with Asian American students who alleged the Boston school discriminated against them. Harvard denied the bias claim and said it would defend the right to consider race as a factor in admissions. The U.S. High Court permits colleges and universities to consider race in admissions decisions, but says that must be done in a narrowly tailored way to promote diversity and should be limited in time. Schools also bear the burden of showing why their consideration of race is appropriate. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.